This is Pastor Bill bringing you a news and focus. Good news. Good news. Proverbs 25:25 says, as cold water to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. And I am bringing you this good news to remind you that God is still on the throne. I think it's important. This comes from one of Berean's missionaries. And it is a blog posting, and it is older. It is older. It is not brand new. But I felt like in the wake of so much bad news regarding ISIS, sometimes we need to make sure that, sometimes we need to be reminded, rather, that our good Lord is conquering through the faith of the gospel. This blog is entitled Wolves, and it is by our friend, our missionary. Wolves are treacherous, dangerous animals, always running in packs with a bent towards harm, pain, bloody meals. I'm watching across the hot, dry plains of Syria and northern Iraq, aided by Al Jazeera News from my more comfortable spot in North Africa. My heart aches with the haunting sight of wolves ravaging helpless sheep by the thousands. They yank at my chain like a sheepdog, distraught that I feel so impotent. But can I do something? Just this Sunday, we held a baptismal celebration for a previously vicious wolf. His name is Shuaib. He used to run with that pack that I am watching wave the black flag of Islam on TV. Were it not for the grace of Christ, he would be dead or dying now on the hot, dusty plain. Last year, at the same time, he was in Libya doing training with Al-Qaeda branch in North Africa. He was being taught how to use automatic weapons and RPGs in the desert. In his merciless, depraved heart was a plan to die in jihad in Syria. Over 1,000 young men like him have been recruited to Syria and Iraq from the poorer towns and neighborhoods of our country. Sunday, he sang next to me an Arabic song called The Great Potter. It says, O Great Potter, I am in your hands as clay, and make of me in the end that which appears best in your eyes. I give myself withholding nothing. I trust in your grace and your hands. I realized at that moment, Shuaib still wet from his baptism, that this wolf, having had his faith in Islam so shaken by the fury of hate that he saw in Benghazi, had been miraculously remade into a harmless and kind sheep. He was not just a cleaner wolf, but was, in fact, an entirely different animal. He's not a helpless sheep. Though recently fired from his job, counted as dead by his family, and gang-attacked in his tight-knit Sunni neighborhood, he finally has a shepherd. A shepherd who gave his life for the sheep. A well-known fact about shepherds is that they are for the sheep, and they use deadly force against the wolves. History has proven that radical Islam, I suppose it's better to call it simply Islam, and everything else Islam-lite. History has proven that this Islam has been used of God to turn many to Christ. The great majority of Muslims in the world have been taught and really believe that their religion is peaceful. Two men, Ayatollah Khomeini in Iran with his Islamic Revolution and Osama bin Laden with his 9/11 attacks in New York City, have been used of God to turn millions of Iranians, Arabs, and other Muslims away from Islam. But what happens when these millions walk away disgusted at the only religion they've ever known? At that moment, the proclamation of the gospel will do its job of birthing saving faith in the hearer. What can I do? I will pray and speak the gospel. My prayer as I groan over this massacre of sheep is, Lord, shepherd of our souls, shake the 1.6 billion Muslims worldwide with this gruesome sight. Shake them to shame to wake up from this wolf-producing religion. Shake missionaries awake in the West and East to mobilize that the millions fleeing Islam will find the arms of Christ waiting. Strengthen and encourage national Christians in the Muslim world to be bold with the message of Christ. Prepare them for the pain that often accompanies testifying to wolves. And cause your word to run and remake these wolves into sheep of your pasture. There you are. A testimony of a minister of the gospel in northern Africa, seeing a Al-Qaeda trainee converted to Christ and baptized and added to the church. We are not surprised that the great shepherd is still finding his sheep and saving them. Revelation 5 indicates that we will see them there in front of the throne, before the Lamb, of every kindred, tribe, people, and nation. Blessed be our God forever and ever. And to the Lamb that was slain, amen.